Last week, the exiting president of the student government and the incoming president came to my office, and they told me about this Facebook page with hundreds of petitions for the graduating class. They wanted the opportunity to hear one last time from a graduate of this university, an alumnus who majored in business and came back to his alma mater to serve for 22 years. And so he lifted that program on his shoulder and carried it to the mountaintop. And he kept it at or near the mountaintop for 22 years. And what is most impressive to me is that he transcends the sport of basketball. He exemplifies the best of the church spirit. He cares about students, first and foremost. What I've seen is, here's a person who, when he wins with magnanimity. When he loses, which is not often, but it does happen, he loses to offer congratulations and to say his farewell. Coach Gary Williams. Okay, I was trying to think when President invited me here, I was trying to think back to my graduation. Back then, you graduated in Coalfield House in June. My graduation, it was about 90 degrees, and it was really a tough deal to sit there and, you know, a chancellor for hiring me in 1989. You know, it was very unusual for a coach to be able to come back to his alma mater. Marcus, I really could have used you a couple times at halftime this year to get the troops fired up, but that was great. And I feel bad. I wish I knew you. I could have gotten you better seats and up in the corner there. But, you know, it's funny. I'm standing up here now, and Every big thing I've ever done, I've been scared. In other words, going to college, I was going to have to go out and get a job. I was fortunate to find out about my sophomore year. I played basketball here about my sophomore year, that I wasn't good enough to play after college. And so I looked around. You know, I was a business major. Did okay in school. Did well enough. Did enough, you know. So I didn't want to leave basketball, so I got the chance to be the junior varsity coach at Woodrow Wilson High School. And they'll give you a shot most of the time. They'll give you a chance. Now, you have to take advantage of that situation. You know, nobody's going to give you everything, but they'll give you a shot, and you have to take advantage. And, you know, if I could just tell you one thing, I think it's really important, as DeMarcus said, to have passion for what you do. In other words, find something that you really like. And then what you do with that, it doesn't become a job all the time. It becomes, you know, something that you want to do. You will find things out. You know, everybody says, well, the players have changed over the years. No, they haven't changed. A lot of things have changed. The players are still the same. They still want to be successful. You know, they want to be good at what they do. And so whatever your talent is, you know, whether it's sports, whether it's academics, we all have some talent, and we have to put it to use. So I was fortunate to be able to do it here, and Coalfield House,